Iraqi jihadists claim flurry of ineffective attacks on Israel. By John Hayward on April 9, 2024. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, IRI. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Shiite militias that has been conducting terrorist attacks against American and allied forces in Iraq. Claimed responsibility on Tuesday for 5 missile and drone strikes against targets in Israel. Iraqi Shiite militia groups have launched hundreds of attacks against American targets since October, including a drone attack near the Syrian and Jordanian borders in January that killed 3 American service members. The most powerful of the Shiite militias, Kataib Hezbollah, KH, supposedly suspended operations against occupying forces after the January strike to avoid embarrassing the central government in Baghdad. However, KH resumed those operations in March, prompting a new round of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes. The IRI issued 2 statements on Tuesday claiming to have attacked Israeli targets, such as the Ashkelon oil port and Hatzairim air base in Israel, supposedly on behalf of the Palestinian people. Iran and its network of terrorist proxies are seeking to halt Israel's offensive against the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The IRI claimed it used appropriate weapons for the attacks and released footage of its forces launching a missile, ostensibly at Ashkelon. Israel has not reported any significant damage or loss of life from any of these attacks, which mostly seem to have involved individual or small groups of drones rather than ballistic missiles. The Times of Israel, TOI, said there were no reports of drone strikes as of Sunday morning. Although rocket sirens did sound in the Golan Heights at 11 a.m. where one of the bases was located. Israel has been bracing for Iranian retaliation after it allegedly struck a consular building in Damascus last week, killing senior members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, TOI noted. Israel's Red Sea port city of Eilat, which has been repeatedly attacked with missiles and drones from the Iran-backed Houthi insurgents of Yemen since the beginning of the Gaza conflict, was reportedly struck by a drone from Iraq on April 1. The IRI claimed responsibility for that assault, which apparently ended when the drone plowed into a hangar at the Eilat naval base, causing what the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, characterized as slight damage to the building. The IRI claimed it was able to hit a vital target in Eilat, a phrase it uses in most of its statements. Shortly before midnight on Monday, the IDF said its Iron Dome missile defense system was able to intercept a drone headed for Eilat that may have been launched from Iraq. The 2 interceptor missiles, part of the Sea Dome upgrade to the Iron Dome system, were launched from an Israeli corvette. Civilians on the beaches of Eilat observed the launch and interception. Iranian state media reported on Saturday that Iran's terrorist proxy in Lebanon, Hezbollah, plans to provide weapons to some 12,000 Islamic resistance fighters in Jordan in a strategy similar to Tehran's arrangement with the IRI. Iran's ISNA news agency said. This threat is about opening a broad front against the Zionist regime, which is probably the most dangerous of all fronts because it could geographically threaten all the cities of the occupied territories and could facilitate attacks against many of the most sensitive targets, including Tel Aviv and nuclear facilities. Hezbollah representatives said they were ready to provide Jordanian terrorist forces with Iranian-provided light and medium weapons, anti-armor weapons, advanced missiles, and millions of tons of explosives and ammunition.